Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
All right, Steph, give us the poop scoop.
Yeah, being a parent, you deal with so much poop.
So much poop. So nobody talks, no one wants to talk about that when you have kids. Like, oh, they're so cute, and oh, they're so cuddly. There is human poop. There's so much poop you have to deal with day to day, hour to hour.
Exactly. And it just becomes very natural. But not when my daughter's already potty trained. Now, my four-year-old, she's been potty trained for over a year. She's been doing great. And then yesterday, it's just one thing after another. It's the frantic, let's get going. Get in the van. We got to go pick up your brother from school. So it's all, get your shoes, get your jackets, all that craziness. And then on top of that, all of a sudden my four-year-old daughter, Stella, yells, Mommy, I pooped on the floor. Like, how did that even happen?
Where were your pants at?
It got in her pants and it got on the floor while she was trying to make it to the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, at least she was making an attempt. It was I was watching TV. It was a really good episode of Paw Patrol, and I figured, you know what? I'll take a gamble.
Yeah, so she's done that plenty of times with the pee, where I'm like, Stella,
hasn't? Paw Patrol's a good show.
Exactly. I'm like, you have to just get to the toilet. We can pause the show. You can pause your outdoor play. Get to the toilet. But then on top of that, while I'm dealing with the poopy mess in the bathroom, that's when my sneaky almost two-year-old daughter then gets into the diaper bag, finds my makeup bag, finds the liquid foundation, is dipping her fingers in the liquid foundation, and it's all over the floor, all over her hands.
How does she look, though? How's her
none
skin?
Of it's on her face.
Oh, of course. Come on. Not even covering up the blemishes?
No. All while we're trying to get out of the house. So I'm dealing with the poopy mess in the bathroom, the makeup mess in the hallway. Bryce is the last kid to get picked up yesterday.
So Tantrum Tuesday is not about the kids. It's about Steph.
Yes.
It's about Steph and these kids.
I know. Tantrum Tuesday, I know I went way over 7 seconds to vent, but there was my poopy mess from yesterday.
I will tell you this, though. It will eventually get better because at some point, you're going to tell a teenager to clean their room, and they're going to tell you with their eyes to go F yourself.
Oh my God.
Like, that is like that legit is going like, hey, I need you to clean up the dishes and the mess that you made. And then they're going to look at you and then they're going to, a string of expletives is going to run through their mind right out of their eyes. And you're going to go, oh, damn, I know what you just said. I know what you just said with those eyes. And then they're going to turn around and walk away because you're just the worst.
Well, I'm already getting that from my six-year-old when I said, go pick up your room. But, Mommy, you said that if I fold the laundry, you'll pick up my room. And I said, Bryce, I only said that one time in your life. We already did that.
He wrote that in stone.
Yes.
He's like, no, but you did say that, all right? Come on.
Exactly. Oh, man.
9797 commented on Facebook, there's fecal matter everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're becoming a new parent, just get ready for your life to change with all the poopiness.
Yes. Lauren, good morning. John, good morning. Got 9797. Albert, all the way from San Diego, talking about weird jobs. Now, maybe this is a nice way or a fun way to do a spin on it. Describe your job in a weird way. He goes, I get paid to look at trees all day.
That's a good idea.
You and me, we get paid to talk all day.
Yes.
You're like, what? Describe your job in a weird way. That's kind of like a fun thing there.
Yeah. Albert gets
9797 chases old people all day.
Yeah, okay, now let me guess because
I forget. You're never going to get this one.
Yeah. Okay, so he chases old people all day. Is he a volunteer at a senior citizen workout routine?
You would think he is a cleaner in a mall. And who shows up at a mall at 6 a.m. before they're open?
Oh, yes.
Mall walkers.
Mall walkers.
Yeah, so he's following behind them in a floor scrubber all day while they're angry with him. He gets nothing but vitriol from these people. And all he's trying to do is just clean the world.
That's good.
49797.
Yeah, what do you get paid to do? That's good.
Lindsay, good morning. Still got a picture of my boy. Love that. Got my Winston button on today. Yeah, buddy.
How are those moving along? How are your buttons moving along?
We probably won't sell all of them because I have 150 of them, and I've given away some.
Yeah.
But, you know, the UW Police donated, what, $155?
Yeah.
And then wonderful woman named LaVon from the Belleville area. We missed each other, and I found this 2 days ago. She left money and a note at my house, and it was a $50 bill she donated. I'm going to get some buttons out to her, but it was on the floor, and we thought it was just a piece of paper. We don't pick a piece of paper up off our floor, as we've learned. And then I picked it up, and there was $50 in it. So two times my daughter could have gotten free money.
Yes.
Walking right past something in the. And I was
no
like, what
way.
It was underneath. Someone kicked it underneath one of the floor mats, and
yes.
I went, "Oh, this is." And I picked because it's a piece of paper, and I went, "Oh, there's money in there."
Wow.
So we'll end up raising probably $300 to $400 for Czar's Promise, and then the nonprofit's got a little bit of money left over, so we're going to kick in there, but. Goal was to get to about 500. We thought if we sold all the buttons at $5 a piece, and we had about 150 of them. I'm no math doctor. I think it's like $600, $700 if we sold them all. So we'll get somewhere.
That's
somewhere
awesome.
In there. So every drop counts.
And when is the walk?
The walk? Oh boy, I should know this.
Is it in May?
It's in May. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll definitely be moving buttons and then bringing it.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, I'm gonna bring some of it. I'm gonna bring some of them. Bring some of them to the walk. And then we're saving some for. So Czar's was really nice. Czar's Promise, a nonprofit here in Madison. If you're listening from outside the area, they were real nice and donated 8 spots, on our team. So we have 8 free spots. Now if you want to walk, you can. Now, if you want to be one of those other 8 spots, it's $30 to sign up because the money goes to Czar's
gotcha.
And you get a t-shirt. So we have 8 spots, but our team can be as big as it wants.
Yes.
But one thing that we are asking is for our walk is that no other dogs, with us. We're going to have 2 dogs, Lady Bird and Winston's friend Joe.
Okay.
But it's kind of like a solid, not that there's anything wrong with other dogs and it's a dog walk, but just for our group, we're just going to be. Just for Winston. So no other dogs that didn't know him.
Gotcha.
It's kind of how we're keeping ours a close knit. That's why we're not trying to sell any other spots. We're just going to keep ours, since it's been so soon. Today's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Three weeks since he left.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So, we're being selfish on this one, but we're allowed to, I think, every once in a while.
Yes.
With our agreement, leave us alone.
Slam the door in your face.
So sad all the time. I don't know. Yeah, the walk is, I don't know, it's coming. Oh, here we go. Saturday, May 11th. Yeah, so it's day after Radiothon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be in a real good. Yeah, I'll be crying over the kids, and I'll be crying over my dog, and boy, it's gonna be a cry fest. So I'll just stay hydrated.
Just have the constant boxes of Kleenex.
That's right. Yeah, apparently 9797. You need to go to my house more often. He just commented on Facebook. We got money laying around.
That's true.
There was the homeless guy that broke into my car a few years ago and found $200.
And he left
me.
It there,
left
right?
Left it there. Yeah, I mean, nice. If he wants to stop by every once in a while and find money that I've dropped.
What is happening at your house?
I have no idea. We're really bad with money.
Making it rain.
Yeah. Well, we're just dropping it on the ground and forgetting about it. That's why we don't have anything. All of our money has been thrown away. Someone's going to start going through our garbage. Like, I know there's cash in here somewhere.
That's always fun when you find money. I finally had that moment happen in my adult life because I always hear that joke like, oh, when you find money in the laundry, I'm like, who the heck accidentally puts money in their pockets? That's the first thing I'm always looking at.
My wife.
And I finally had it happen in my laundry.
Well, I always make fun of my wife. Okay, like, give your kids like $2. What do they do immediately?
They put it in their wallet.
They crumple it sometimes and stuff it in their pocket. Most kids do. They crumple it. And you see the kids that have money. It's been like wadded into a ball. My wife, her purse is full of money that is crumpled. I'm like, what is going on? You get your change, you just wad it up with a receipt and just drop all of it inside. And I'm going through like one, five, one. What's happening in here? Like, what? There's no organization to this at all.
I'm the opposite. I get those dollar bills. I put them right in my wallet, nice and flat, keep it all together.
Yeah, I do that because if I put them in my pockets, get your keys out. Next thing you know,
yes,
you got a 5. That's about the biggest denomination I'm allowed to carry. Laying on the ground,
yep.
And there goes
exactly.
Lunch money.
Yes.
Now I'm hitchhiking again, showing a little bit of ankle. Hey, fellas, see anything you like, huh? Nobody rides for free. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
All right, talking March Madness. Fucking March Madness.
Yeah, does anybody do anything with their coworkers, or is this kind of gone to the wayside doing the brackets?
It's the biggest gambling thing, I'm pretty sure, every year, other than the Super Bowl. Like, there's more, gambling is still illegal, but police departments gamble. Like, it's you put $10 in, and whoever has the number, the bracket wins, but nobody I know has won.
Yeah, so if you won something at your workplace, let us know because I'm going to have to pay up to Jackson and I want to know what you guys bet at your work. Was it money?
It's usually money. It's usually everyone throws in $10 and then somebody gets that money. If you got a big office, a little bit of cash on the line right there.
Yeah, so did you win yesterday? Let us know. 608-321-1063.
That's
give us a call.
Right.
What are you going to spend that money on? Are you going to just crumple it and throw it in your purse?
Leave it on the floor of my house. Safe there. Nobody will find it. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Maren Morris, girl, sounded so good at the ACMs with the Brothers Osborne. Today, I'm telling you right now, don't go to work. Call in sick. It's going to be gorgeous. High of 62, sunny skies, starting off already not bad, 40 at 535.
Anybody watching the March Madness last night, the finals? I didn't. My bracket was busted a long time ago, and that's the only thing I was excited for is maybe winning versus Jackson. We shook hands, and it was a really good idea. Thank you, Gabe from Oregon. He gave us this idea as a payout that we'd have to clean the loser's vehicle. The winner's vehicle.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to now clean the Kia.
I lost. Boo!
Well, you got a little lucky. My wife drove the Kia to Milwaukee with one of her friends who's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And the floorboard may have had one or two beef stick wrappers in there.
And thank you, Mackenzie.
By one or two, there may have been 12s of them in there.
There were, because I did take a ride in your vehicle, and that's where I realized we are the same when it comes to our vehicles. We are messy.
Yeah.
We leave the wrappers. We leave the Kleenexes. We leave the random goldfish crackers.
Because if you don't, the people in the car behind you get all mad and start throwing garbage out the window. And I'm like, what do you want me to do with it, buddy?
We don't litter.
No, not at all.
No.
So she scooped some of that. Some of that is out of there. But there are dog paw prints on the back. I mean, you're going to have some dog hair on. There's some stuff. There might be a sandwich in there somewhere. I don't know what's in there.
I know. I really wish you would have lost because my husband just texted, Steph, why does our van smell like rotting milk?
Oh, no.
Like, oopsies.
That could be a spill or a cup.
I know.
There might be a sippy cup in there somewhere.
So am I going to have to deal with that in your vehicle? Some weird smells?
No, I don't drink a lot of milk. I eat a lot of cheese. Nothing wrong with the dairy industry.
Yes.
It's better for you if I don't drink milk in the morning. We'll just say that.
Oh, what do you know? Yeah. The weather's turning really crummy. I'm going to have to wait to clean your vehicle.
So, yeah, we do need to find some time to do that because both of us have some pretty busy schedules. But there will, of course, be awesome video of it. And then, afterwards, we'll maybe make a commercial and detailing by Steph.
Hey, you know? This could be my new business venture.
That's right. A little side hack.
Yes.
We got a big parking lot. Somebody could drop their car off in the morning. Steph details and they pick it back up. Cash money right there.
So do you have to pay out at your workplace or were you a winner at your workplace? What'd you win? We'd love to share in the bragging, the gloating. 608-321-1063.
And if you want a lot of money, you'll share in the cash.
Hey, why not?
Maybe we inspired you, and had something to do with it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me some of that money.
Woo! Oh, man, I hate cleaning.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either. Yeah. That's one thing I wish, whenever I go to somebody's house that's clean, not that our house is filthy,
yeah,
but I live like I want to live. Whenever I go to someone's house where everything is put away, like my mom's house, and it's like, this seems like it takes so much time, and I just don't want to do that.
And they tell me all the time, no, Steffi, you clean as you go. That's the key. And I have tried to do that because I did notice if you clean as you go, sure enough, you do stay cleaner.
But you never stop going then. It's always going. I don't want to go.
Albert on today's Q106 Facebook page, great comment saying, Steph, I might find some money in Jackson's car though when I clean it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm taking it. Any money I find, can I take it? Is it for me?
It'd be like when I was a kid, I would always go and clean out the chains in my dad's car, and you'd find $5-6 in quarters in there.
I'm all about that. That's how I pay my kids to fold laundry, all the quarters.
Oh, really?
And they just paid me. They're like, okay, mommy, time for me to give you my quarters. They had $10 in quarters.
Whoa.
So. Maybe I'll find some quarters.
Might find some quarters in there. Maybe some old Flamin' Hot Cheetos from back in the day before that.
Yeah.
You'll find some. You can keep those too.
How have you been doing with the 40-day challenge?
Haven't had any.
Good. Yeah. And I haven't had any fast food.
Woo! We're going to do another update here coming on for that. Me and Robert used to work together at a lawn care company.
Oh,
and I had to help Jackson clean out his work truck once to find a mystery smell. Now, that one actually was not me.
Okay.
So our work trucks are used. So the trucks that we would use in the summer would also be used in the winter for plow trucks.
Okay.
And you didn't have your trucks are assigned to different departments. So my summertime truck, somebody else was using.
Oh, no.
And someone had brought in a sandwich in the winter. And
was it egg salad sandwich?
I don't know what it was because it was not the same color when I finally found it. In the wintertime, that sandwich can ride for a month or
That's
two.
True.
It's cold.
Yep.
All right. But when it starts warming up, you get a nice April day, 75 degrees, end of April, nice and humid. Yeah, that sandwich is going to come back to life. And I remember we found it underneath my seat. And it was a whole
It was underneath your seat?
Yeah. Someone's lunch had spilled out, and the sandwich went under there, and they didn't get it out. And, it was bad. I had another guy. I used to he borrowed my work truck one time, and I won't say his name, Ryan. And I found not one, not two, three bottles.
Uh-oh.
And that wasn't apple juice. That wasn't apple juice.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know
somebody
what you're
didn't want to stop
about.
And use a gas station.
Yes.
So then they're firing away into apple juice bottles.
Gross.
Yeah. Nasty. Almost.
Speaking of that, I'm doing my little pee pee dance over here.
Pee. We're gonna wrap up.
I won't
up
do
here.
It in a bottle, Ryan.
Also, we don't want a poopy mess in here, so let's get Steph out of here. Started
Thanks
with poopy
for
mess.
Joining.
Ended with a poopy mess. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.
I can't share it on the air because you can't really talk about poop.